From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Minnesota Music Memories, a musical time machine featuring the sounds of the 50s, 60s, and 70s from the land of 10,000 lakes. Minnesota Music Memories, supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Howlin' for My Baby by The Accents. Welcome to Minnesota Music Memories. I'm your host, Carl Enbihan. Minnesota Music Memories is made possible through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and may be heard every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. on KSRQ, Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. And the show is played live and archived on RadioNorthland.org. I call tonight's show The Big Three because it was generally thought that three dance bands dominated the Twin City music scene back in the 60s, the Accents, the Underbeats, and Gregory D. and the Avantes, not to say that there weren't many other equally talented groups. The Accents got their start in 1963 when Ken Sand on lead guitar, Tom Nystrom on drums and vocals, Skip DeLean on bass, and Bill Miller on keyboards started a group. Setting up shop in the basement of Deline's Bloomington home, they concentrated on lesser-known R&B songs by artists such as Howlin' Wolf, who wrote that first song, Bo Diddley, and Lonnie Mack, simply because they didn't want to play what other local bands were playing. Fate would have it that area record producer George Garrett stopped into Mr. Lucky's and heard the boys performing. Garrett pulled them into the studio and recorded several songs which received airplay on WDGY and KDWB and appeared on various labels like Twin Town, Garrett, and Banger. Let's hear another tune by the Accents. Here's a song penned by Nystrom titled You Don't Love Me.
Why do you do will always know I'm in love with you, and you know it's true. Why do you do the things you do? It's plain to see that you don't love me.
From 1964, here's the Accents with a Lonnie Mack song titled, Why. Note Tom Nystrom's tearful, lamenting vocals about lost love. Background vocals by bandmate Ken Sand and Jim Johnson from the Underbeats. The song reached number 3 on both WDGY and KDWB.
Sometimes I get so lonely, I feel since I saw you with that man this morning, well, I feel like I could die. Why did you leave me? You know you left me alone and so empty, babe. It's been so long, so since you went away.
Said that dancers would often stop out of sheer amazement when Tom Nystrom would croon a tune. The Accents stayed intact through 1965 when Nystrom left. Bruce Podolty joins on keys, Bob Ramsey on drums, and Lorenzo Whitmarsh on lead vocals. In 66, the draft calls and Tom Kaplan replaces Ken Sand on lead guitar. 145 was produced by this version of the band. It's released on the Bear label. No One Hears You Cry, with Your Time Has Come on the flip side. Both songs are written by Bruce Podolty. Let's hear these two songs. You're listening to Minnesota Music Memories.
You look into the mirror and ask yourself why. Are you standing all alone? So you tell yourself a lie that someone cares about you, but they don't. No one hears you cry.
No one hears you cry.
This void around you grows as time goes by. There's nothing that will stop it, so you tell yourself yourself a lie. That things are getting better, but they aren't. No one hears you cry. Such pain that you can't face your troubles alone. Your empty heart cries out in vain. It says, baby, baby, help me please. You search the silence. Sounds of someone caring. If you live or die, but the people that you hope for don't exist. No one hears you cry.
In 1969, Tom Nystrom returned from California, where he gigged with Gypsy and reformed the Accents with Sand on guitar, Podolty on keys, and Terry Grant on bass, a lineup that lasted 3 years and landed them a house band job at Duff's. In 72, Bob Jones replaces Grant on bass guitar. A year later, James Walsh, also formerly of Gypsy, replaces Podolty on keys, and the band performs for one more year. One more tune by the Accents this evening. Here's Roadrunner.
Some dirt in your mouth. Come on, baby. Come on. Take my hand. I got a proof to you. I'm a road runner, man. Now let me buy. But it don't look like you're gonna last. Goodbye. I got to put you down. I'll see you someday. Baby, somewhere high. There I come now. Here comes.
Dance hall, we're gonna have a ball. Sure, groove for
just heard the Underbeats with their 1964 recording of Foot Stompin', a cover of the 61 hit by the Flares. Considered one of the big three, the Underbeats were comprised of Jim Johnson and Russ Hagen on guitar, Donnie Larson on bass, and Duke Dewayne on drums. Recording on Garrett Records, these Northside boys enjoyed several hits. As things heated up in Vietnam, many young men were called to service, including Russ Hagen. In 1963, he was replaced by Ray Berg on guitar. However, while on leave, Hagen returned and played the Underbeats' first gig at the Chisago City Civic Center. Drummer Duke Dewayne also answers the call to duty and is replaced by Rod Eaton. Playing their first gig at Bob's Roller Rink in Anoka, the Underbeats are the talk of the town. Let's hear a song written by Jim Johnson, credited to James C. Johnson. Here's Sweet Words of Love.
Teach it to me, please. Forget about the mashed potatoes, twisting hoochie-coo. There's only only one thing, Annie. We wanna watch you do. Do the dog, Annie.
Now, Annie, Annie, do the dog.
Do it now, Annie.
Now, Annie, Annie, do the dog.
Show me how, Annie. Show me how to do the dog.
That was Annie Do the Dog, a dance tune penned by Jim Johnson. Now, with musical groups, the only constant is change. In 1966, marriage forces Ray Berg out of the band, and the Escapades guitarist and vocalist Rico Rosenbaum joins up. In 1966, Johnson heads to the Far East and handpicks Wilmer's Wally Walstead to fill in, bolstering the lineup with keyboardist James Walsh from the Hot Half Dozen. Johnson ensures that the Underbeats will survive if he does. Here's a single from 1967 titled It's Gonna Rain Today, which was recorded while Jim Johnson was in Vietnam. Written by Rico Rosenbaum, the song is sung by James Walsh.
It's gonna rain today.
September 1968, Jim Johnson returns and bids adieu to Walstead. With four of the top lead singers in the metro area, the Underbeats continue to record and wow local crowds until November 1968, when they move to Los Angeles to hit the big time. As we've reported on past shows, the Underbeats hooked a gig at Gazzari's in North Hollywood, then became the house band at Whiskey A Go-Go, replacing the up-and-coming Chicago Transit Authority. Donnie Larson suggested a name change, and the Underbeats became Gypsy. From 1969, here's the last single recorded by the Underbeats, titled You're Losing Me, followed by the flip side, Darkness. You're listening to Minnesota Music Memories on KSRQ, Pioneer 90.1.
Can see there's no hope for me, but I don't want your sympathy. There's nothing left for me to say, 'cause you don't want me anyway. 'Cause I've tried so hard in oh so many ways to stop the hurt, but it stays and stays.
Change somehow
recording by the Underbeats, a cover of the Monotones' Book of Love.
Oh, I wonder, wonder, whom me do, oh, who wrote the Book of Love? The Book of Love.
I love you, darling. Baby, you know I do. Well, I've got to find this Book of Love. I'll find out why it's true.
Oh, I wonder, wonder, whom me do, oh, who wrote the Book of Love? Chapter 1 says you love her. You love her with all your heart. Chapter 2, you tell her you never, 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 ever gonna part. In Chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In Chapter 4, you break up, but you give her just one more chance. Oh, I wonder, wonder, whom me do, oh, who wrote the Book of Love? The Book of Love. Chapter 1 says you love her. You love her with all your heart. Chapter 2 you tell her you never, 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 ever gonna part. In Chapter 3 remember the meaning of romance. In Chapter 4 you break up, but you give it just one more chance. Oh, I wonder, wonder whom you do, oh, who wrote the Book of Love. The Book of Love.
Photos of the Underbeats from the 60s show them wearing berets, sunglasses, and black garb, a tie-in, I guess, to the beatnik reference in their name. Last up by the Northside Boys, here's Little Romance.
Shiver, see my knees. nervous breakout. Whee! Well, I went to see my doctor just the other day. Woo! And you should have heard what the guy had to say. Whee! Well, he said, take it, boy, you got to slow down. You can't keep on moving all over town. After giving you a physical check, I come to the conclusion you're a total wreck. Oh, I'ma have enough nervous breakout. Whee! A little shake on you. See my hands on a shiver. Whee! See my knees on a quiver. I do the body to the tune. I'ma have enough nervous breakout. Whee! Well, I went to see my baby just the other day. What the gal had to say, yeah. Well, no more running, oh, we got to. No more running around with the usual routine. No more going or seeing how late. Cause baby, better find yourself another date. Oh, I'ma have enough nervous breakdown. Woo! A little shake on you. See my hands on a shiver. Nervous breakout. I shake it.
You just heard Nervous Breakdown by Gregory D and the Avantes, the third of the big three 60s music groups from Minneapolis, St. Paul. Greg Malin formed this group in 1963 with choir mate Dave Metzold. Originally a guitarist, Malin and Metzold, on bass, perform for their senior class at Washburn High. Malin becomes enamored by the electric organ and ditches the guitar. Richard Luke joins on drums, and they are dubbed the Tempest Trio, playing their first job, gig wasn't used back then, at Southwest High School's homecoming. Playing mostly instrumentals, the group uses whatever musicians are available. In 1962, Doug Froggy Nelson joins on drums and runs across the French word avanti, which means progressive, a word that aptly reflected the band's ambitions. Entering a battle of the bands at the Silver Skate Roller Rink, remember roller rinks? In North St. Paul, beating out 20 other groups, Gregory D and the Avantes are off and running. Reaching the top 10 on local charts in early 1964, here's the brilliant instrumental The Grind, written by Greg Maland, although other sources credit the entire band with writing the tune.
Thank you.
this time, the lineup was Greg Malin on organ and vocals, Bruce Madison on lead guitar, and Mike Valentine on drums, along with Frankie Thomas on bass. Malin trades in his electric organ for a Hammond M1 and sets a new standard for Metro keyboardists. The band continues to play one or two nights a week at Silver Skate. In 1964, Gregory D. and the Avantes record three songs at Nelson's house. They pass the tape off to producer George Garrett, who re-records them and releases Oldsmobile William, a cover of a tune by Paul Peek. Let's hear that song, followed by the B-side, a cover of Clarence Frogman Henry's Ain't Got No Home. You're listening to Minnesota Music Memories.
Oldsmobile William, where you gone?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, no, no.
Oldsmobile William, when you coming back? Oldsmobile William, what you gonna do?
Well, I'm gonna do the bird if I can, if I can.
Gonna do the bird if I can, if I can. Gonna do the bird if I can, if I can. Gonna do the bird if I can, if I can. Gonna do the bird if I can, if I can.
Oldsmobile William was born on a Monday, never moved to Lincoln till early on Friday. Saturday night he heard a rock and roll band. I'm gonna do the bird if I can, if I can. Oldsmobile William, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna do the bird if I can, if I can.
Gonna do the bird if I can, if I can. Gonna do the bird if I can, if I can. Gonna do the bird if I can, if I can. Gonna do the bird if I can, if I can.
Like a frog, but he shaved up in a hurry when he tried to do the dog. Second time he tried, and even the third, it turned out even better when he tried to do the bird. Oldsmobile William, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna do the bird if I can, if I can.
Gonna do the bird if I can, if I can. Gonna do the bird if I can, if I can. Gonna do the bird if I can, if I can. Gonna do the bird if I can, if I can.
Oldsmobile William, where you gone? Oldsmobile William, when you coming back?
Yeah, 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 well, early in the morning.
Oldsmobile William, what you gonna do?
Well, gonna do the bird if I can, if I can.
Gonna do the bird if I can, if I can. Gonna do the bird if I can, if I can. Gonna do the bird if I can, if I can. Gonna do the bird if I can.
Ain't got no home, I ain't got no home, I ain't got no home, I ain't got no home, I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got no home. I want you to say to me, now please say to me, I want you to say to me, please say to me, I'm a lonely boy.
I'm alone. a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Won't you say to me? Please say to me.
Two more singles are released before Dave Metzold leaves the band, and Frank Prout takes his place, which proves to be fortuitous for Frank, because on August 21st, 1965, Gregory Dee and the Avantes play the walkway at Met Stadium before the Beatles concert. Later that year, Mike Valentine replaces Nelson on drums, and two more singles are released on the Garrett label. In August of 66, Terry Bellows assumes bass guitar duties and someone named Dave on drums. They can't remember the last name. Odd. A month later, John Zibley takes over on the Skins. Two gigs later, Greg Malin quits. The remaining group solicits Bill Miller to play keys, now called the Avantes. The group limps along until their demise in 1967. Let's hear the flip side of the grind, co-written by Malin and Nelson. Here's Love You.
Since you broke my heart, now we're so apart, but I'm still in love with you.
Gregory Dee and the Avantes reunite for a concert in 1981 at the Leamington Hotel in downtown Minneapolis, with Roy Hensley from the Castaways filling in on bass for the late Bruce Madison. Here's another original by Greg Malin, a very Animals-sounding tune titled Keep Me.
Shines its light on window panes, but you better keep me, or I'll put you down. Will I keep it? You make my life much more alive. But you better keep me, or I'll put you down.
Located to Washington State, where he passed away in 2012. The following year, a tribute concert was held for him in the Twin Cities. In 2006, the band was inducted into the Minnesota Rock Country Hall of Fame with Charles Shane of the Delcons sharing keyboard duties with Malin. Leaving you this evening with another tune penned by Greg Malin. Here's Because of You. Thanks for listening to Minnesota Music Memories.